Hello, friends. Thank you for joining me for another bonus episode in this series in which I'm sharing our family's experiences in the last year of our daughter Hannah's life, which spanned from February 2008 through February 2009. My desire is to process through the events of those 12 months with the perspective that 16 years has brought, and to point people to hope in Jesus along the way. I'm grateful you've joined me. This is bonus episode number 33, Temodar, March 18, 2008. We had left the hematology oncology clinic the day before feeling pretty good about the plan of attack. We had once again had to sit calmly while listening to a litany of potential side effects of the Temodar. The most common side effects included the following: nausea and vomiting, maybe severe, loss of appetite, constipation, diarrhea, skin rash, tiredness, weakness, dizziness, blurred vision, sleep problems, mouth sores, unusual or unpleasant taste in the mouth, coughing, headache, temporary hair loss. So, yeah, it was chemotherapy after all. As we understood it, Hannah would complete her 6 weeks of radiation and 10 months of taking this drug, and we would be home free. She would have an MRI every 2 months to be sure the treatments were keeping the tumor at bay. Imagine my dismay when I pulled up at the drive-in window of the pharmacy to get the prescription filled, only to be told that a 5-day supply would be $33,000. "Excuse me?" was about all I could get out at first. I had already been on the verge of tears at the very thought of filling a chemotherapy prescription for my 16-year-old daughter, and that put me over the edge. The pharmacist kindly explained that our insurance had denied the claim on the basis that Temodar was not an approved treatment for glioblastoma. He encouraged me to call our contact person at Children's Hospital and have her get in touch with our insurance company. I drove home empty-handed from that first trip to the drugstore, wondering how in the world we were going to do this. If a 5-day supply of Temodar was over $30,000 and Hannah would be taking it daily for 6 weeks straight, followed by 5 days out of every month for the rest of the year, well, we would just sell our house, take out a loan, get a second job, whatever we had to do. Thankfully, our liaison at the hospital was able to get it straightened out with the insurance company, and my trip back to the drugstore later that day was a success. The proper dosage of Temodar is apparently determined by several factors, including the patient's body weight. The pills themselves come in a variety of different milligram levels, which must be combined to make up the proper number of total milligrams. So instead of taking just one pill, she had to take a handful of them. They were large, so she had to take them one at a time, swallowing each one with water. During her 6 weeks of radiation treatments, she took the Temodar every day just before bedtime. It wasn't fun, but if that's what it took for her to be cured, it would be a small price to pay.